Stuff with Steve Huddersall on Radio City Talk.
Of course, it is the semi-final stage of the European Championships. England in action against Germany tonight and following the England team all the way. Dominic King from the Daily Mail. Morning to you, Dom.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Great. Where do I find you?
I'm in Krakow now, but I'm going to a place called Tiki later on. That's where they're playing tonight at 6 o'clock local time, 5 o'clock in the UK.
Tiki. Much of a journey from there?
No, it's only about an hour and a half up the road. It's not too bad. But England have set up base in Krakow since last Friday, I think. And they just thought the facilities that they had here was better to just stay here for the night rather than uproot for 24 hours.
You spent a bit of time in Poland. Is the infrastructure good for a tournament like this?
Yeah, I mean, we've been lucky because we were based in a place called Kielce for the group stages and never had to move. Other countries have been up in a place called Bydgoszcz and Gdańsk, which is right up in the north of the country, miles away, like Spain and Italy were up there for the group stages. And so they've had a bit of a trek back down. But England have touched lucky, really, in terms of what they've where they've been based and how they've had to move around.
It's a semi-final stage. Give us your analysis so far. You followed the team from the beginning there. The under-21s have maybe set the stall out for how well the youngsters should be doing. How has the tournament gone for the under-21s?
Well, you go from the first game against Sweden and being pretty underwhelmed and looking like they were going to go out until Jordan Pickford makes the penalty save. Disappointing 45 minutes against Slovakia and the losing, and by which point the death of me out. And then since a half-time row and a tactical change, they haven't looked back. And they've really got some momentum going into the semi-final.
So the momentum's come from a row in the changing room?
Yeah, well, what happened was they've gone in against Slovakia, losing, and they're basically out. They've conceded a poor goal from a corner, and a few of them just basically started saying to each other, "This isn't good enough. We're better than this." Alfie Mawson, the Swansea defender, was key to it. So was Nathaniel Chalobah. I think Jordan Pickford also had a few words from what I understand, and basically cleared the air. And then AD Boothroyd came in. He was late coming into the dressing room that day, and he settled them all down, and he took Mason Holgate off, who'd had a bit of a disappointing first half, put Jacob Murphy on from Norwich, and they just went for it then, and they haven't looked back.
So the whole mood in the camp has changed. So just reading your piece this morning, great piece previewing tonight, and you've written in there, there'd be no disgrace in England losing at this stage. But I get the feeling from what you're saying, Dom, they can do an awful lot better.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you give me a free bet, I'd probably back Germany only on the basis that I've seen them play in March against England, and they were head and shoulders above them, and nine of that German team can play tonight. I went to the Germany game against Italy on Saturday, and they looked like they were playing within themselves. Mm. So there would be, and the Germans yesterday were telling us that, you know, they believe this group is as maybe as good as the one that won in 2009, which had like Neuer and Ozil and other players like Khedira, players of that calibre. So that just gives you an idea of what England might be up against tonight. But you just sort of see the way that the players are talking, and the sort of, a lot of them can't play for the under-21s again, and a lot of them maybe won't play international football again. It's, you know, it's the way things happen, and they're desperate not to make this the last game. You know, they've really got sort of. It's funny when you get into a tournament and you can see teams building, and the way they took Poland apart on Thursday. I'm losing track of my days of being that long away from home. But,
yeah.
But no, they just look like they've got a bit of momentum behind them.
Right, and it's all about mentality, isn't it? And this is probably why AD Boothroyd, the England manager, is saying, you've not achieved anything yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Well, I was talking to him about that yesterday, and he said, you know, if somebody says to you, well done, tomorrow morning, if you've gone out, he said, well, I wouldn't want that at all. Absolutely no chance. So what's the point in being the plucky loser or saying, you know, brave and not getting what you want to achieve? I mean, football's about winning things, isn't it? It's not saying, well done, you got this far, but not, we'll leave it to the other nations to get the trophies. No, there's a real sort of desire to acquit themselves tonight.
So if you talk about the crop of players you're watching, and of course a couple of weeks ago we were sort of celebrating the under-20s or even the under-17s and saying, oh, that, you know, these lot could really be a golden generation in the future. Are these under-21s, would you class them in any way as being exceptional in the future?
I would hesitate to say that. I wouldn't want to give them... I wouldn't want to put too much sort of pressure on them too soon. What they are is they're a proper team. They've got a mentality and a sort of bond between them that you would associate with people with a club, which is unusual. And I would say that's their biggest strength. They're all really good mates, which you don't necessarily get with it when international get-togethers. There's a real sort of bond with them. They've got some really good players. I mean, I like Damari Gray. I think Jacob Murphy from Norwich will get a move. To a higher level. He's been very good. Nathan Redmond. People know about him now. He's been around for a while. Pickford's obviously. Evertonians are going to be looking forward to seeing him. And I think, you know, obviously £30 million, a lot of money, but he'll be Everton's number one for the next 7, 8, 9 years. I would think if he makes the progress that they hope. There are really good players in there, but as I said, I just think it's that sort of togetherness and unity and spirit that they've got for each other is the biggest thing they've got.
Have you had a chat with Jordan Pickford? Of course, the deal with Everton's been concluded while he's been out there.
Yeah, I have. I spoke to him just after the deal had been done, so that's a week last Friday. After he'd made the penalty save against Sweden in the first game, and he was talking about the transfer fee, and he said, honestly, not bothered about it. He said, it's just numbers. He said, all I want to do is just keep the ball out of the net. And he's a really sort of endearing and humble lad, and I think the parallel that I could sort of make about him is he reminds me a bit of Jordan Henderson in that sort of focus, the focus that he's got now, down to earth he is. Mm. And obviously coming from Sunderland, but he just sort of single-minded approach to being the best he can be. I mean, there was a great story from before we came out here. He conceded a goal in training at St George's Park, and he punched one of the inflatable mannequins so hard that he burst it because he was so frustrated about conceding the goal. So that might give you just a tiny little bit of an insight into.
I think Chris Kirkland was saying he is the most confident young man he's ever met between the sticks. Right. Chris has been going on about him for a few years, and he said, undoubted in his mind, that he would reach the very top. But he said his confidence is the very best thing about Jordan.
Yeah, well, I remember when he was first selected for the 21s. It was. They played America in a friendly at Preston 2 years ago, and Gareth Southgate was saying then about him, so this kid's going to be very, very good. They hold out real big hopes for him.
I know you're not with the Spain group, but this Sandro deal seems to be sort of hovering about, taking forever. Can you provide any reassurance or any knowledge as to where it is?
I can only tell you what I've reported already, Stephen. That's... as far as I know, it's done. It's done in terms of with him, personal terms and things like that. He's passed his medical. He had a medical, I think, at Finch Farm 10 days ago, maybe. No, a bit longer than that. I don't know what the hold up is, but I haven't heard anything to suggest that, you know, there's bad news coming or anything like that. As far as I know, maybe it's a case of just waiting for Spain to finish in this tournament, and then it gets announced.
And they're likely to finish as winners. I hasten to say, even if England go through, let's face it, it's virtually a team of top quality La Liga players.
Yeah, well, it's, when you've got Marcus Asensio and Sol Neguez as in your midfield and Archie Williams up from Atletico Bilbao, I think I think we can see if you're having a free bet for the tournament, I think that's where you'd be going.
Quick prediction on tonight, Dom.
Two one England.
No penalties, just 2-1
no
England.
No penalties, no. Yeah, let's just have it done and dusted.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.